This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Identity of all 12 people killed in Salyan bus accident shortened. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting today. Thailand's Aero Thai receives permission for a calibration flight of Gautam Buddha International Airport. And Iraqi Prime Minister Al-Qadhimi survives drone attack at his home. Now, the news in detail. At least 12 people have been killed and 28 injured in a road accident that occurred near Kharkhola of Kapurbot in Salyan district yesterday. All deceased's identity has been shortened. The deceased have been identified as 53-year-old Prabhat Talawani, 61-year-old Meena Dangi, 66-year-old Lila Budathoki, 24-year-old Meena Shahi, 60-year-old Duli Riole, 70-year-old Kalawati Budathoki, 65-year-old Indra Adhikari, 29-year-old Tilakoli and 35-year-old Sabitra KC. According to the Salyan District Police, 8 of the critically injured have been airlifted to Nepalganj for further treatment. The bus was en route to Tulsipur of Dang from Salyan. It skidded off the road and fell some 200 meters at Kharkhola of Kapurbot Rural Municipality yesterday morning. The cause of the accident is yet to be known. Thailand's Aero Thai has received the permission for calibration flight of the Gautam Buddha International Airport. This is an experimental flight operation to test runway, tower and other equipment used at the airport. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can permit it to Aero Thai for calibration flight as per the previous agreement. The National Pride Project Gautam Buddha International Airport that has been constructed at Pairawa in Rupandehi district is now ready for the experimental flight test. Director General of CAN Rajkumar Chhatri said all the preparations were in the final stages for the test flight. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Rajendra Pandey is to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting. Today, the Province Assembly Secretariat informed that the meeting of the Assembly has been called at 3 p.m. today for the purpose of taking vote of confidence by Chief Minister Pandey. The Chief Minister, as per the constitutional provision, has to take vote of confidence within 30 days of appointment. Pandey became a Chief Minister from the CPN Unified Socialist Party with the support of the Five-Party Alliance. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is to take place on the 14th of November. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Paudel, through a press statement informed that the Central Working Committee meeting, whom the party has been called at 1 p.m. in the Lalitpur Sanipa-based Party Central Office. The meeting is set to be discussing the contemporary political issues and party's 14th General Convention. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said that his party is committed to safeguarding democracy and constitution, thereby ensuring prosperity in the country. At an event organized by UML Karnali Kathmandu Contact Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli asserted that the constitution would have been torn out as torn in 2017 BS if there was no UML. Stating that the new constitution was issued at the behest of CPN UML, he urged all the cadres to spread this message among the public and to work ensuring victory in the upcoming election. Preparations have begun for Chhat Festival in the Mithila region. The people of the Rai Mades are busy purchasing the articles and preparing for cultural festival Chhat with the conclusion of the Deepavali festival. The Chhat festival formally begins from the fourth day of Tihar festival, Lakshmi Puja. The festival is associated with the worship of the sun god and the goddess Chati Mata. Holy ponds in Janakpur are being decorated in preparation for the festival. The festival is observed wishing for the good health, happiness and prosperity of the family and community. A total of 143 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting sample test of 2,333 people. Likewise, 563 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stood at 97.7% rather. Meanwhile, 9 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,448. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दै छ
सबै राम्रै चल्दै छ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कॉल इन्डिया प्याक छदै छ नि इन्डिया कॉल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *14# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said he is kept unhurt after a drone attack on his home inside Baghdad's high-security green zone. A drone laden with explosives struck the building, injuring 6 of his bodyguards in an apparent assassination attempt, officials said. Kadhimi called for calm and restraint from everyone. The attack, which comes after violent unrest over recent election results, was condemned by both the US and Iran. Security sources say 3 drones were used in the attack, launched from the near Republic Bridge on the River Tigris, but 2 were shot down. No one has said they carried out the attack in an area of the city housing many government buildings and foreign embassies. The U.S. is reopening its borders on Monday to double-jab foreign visitors, ending a 20-month entry ban. The ban was imposed by former President Donald Trump due to COVID-19. It has affected non-U.S. citizens from 30 countries, including the U.K. and EU states, separating families and stalling tourism. Airlines are expecting a flood of visitors as the restrictions are lifted for those who are fully vaccinated and undergo testing and contact tracing. In an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus, U.S. borders were initially closed to travelers from China in early 2020. The restrictions were then extended to other countries as well. The rules barred entry to most non-US citizens who had been in the UK and a number of other European countries, as well as China, India, South Africa, Iran and Brazil. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Kandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Identity of all 12 people killed in Salyan bus accident ashortened. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting today. Thailand's Aerothai receives permission for calibration flight of Gautam Buddha International Airport. And Iraqi Prime Minister al-Kadhimi survived drone attack on his home. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.